from the Bell Telephone Company. From the Bell Telephone Hour.
Good evening. I'm Donald Voorhees. Our program tonight recalls several visits to the Telephone Hour by Bidusa Yao, an incomparable singer and a warm, sweet, lovely person. Bidu and Ezio Pinza, who frequently sang with her, were among the finest Mozart interpreters we had in the 40s. Her voice, so clear and bright, so graceful and delicate, seemed just right for this music, and she frequently sang Mozart on our broadcasts. Here we have two arias from The Marriage of Figaro, the charming Voi che sapete, and Susanna's sparkling confession of love, De viene non tardar.
Thank you. We'll return to the art of Bidou Sayal in a few moments. But first, here's another favorite excerpt from Smetana's comic tale of The Bartered Bride. Last week, you may remember, we heard the dance of the comedians. Tonight, the Bell Telephone Orchestra plays the equally delightful Furiant.
Thank you.
Medusa Yao was born in Rio de Janeiro and grew up on a Brazilian banana plantation. And though she's very much the international artist, she's always had a special feeling for the music of her homeland. Certainly a highlight of her Telephone Hour broadcasts was her performance of several folk-inspired pieces by the great Brazilian composer Heitor Villa-Lobos. Here are two of them, Naya Popé, based on an Indian legend, and Lunda da Marquesa de Santos.
Partiste ci cresce due tremendo la mignol valore viva.
The voice of Bidu Sayal, the music of Villa-Lobos. I'll be back with more encores from the Bell Telephone Hour after this message. Most display pieces for violin that are so-called perpetual motions are studies or exercises. However, here's a melodic one played by the entire fiddle section of the Bell Telephone Orchestra. Ball Scene by Joseph Helmesberger. Medusa Yao was introduced to American audiences by Arturo Toscanini in 1936 and made her Metropolitan Opera debut less than a year later, the first distaff singer from South America ever to join the Met Company. The opera she chose for that unforgettable premiere was Manon, and I remember her telling me that her favorite aria was Adieu, Notre Petite Table from the second act. Medusa Yao, singing Adieu, Notre Petite Table from Massenet's Manon. I'll be back after this word from the telephone company.
Footsteps. How many could you save if you had the convenience of extension phones? For only pennies a day, you can have a phone within a reach instead of a walk. Upstairs, downstairs, kitchen, bedroom, family room, anywhere you spend a lot of time. Extension phones help stamp out extra footsteps. And there's a variety of style and color phones to choose from. There's a new Trimline phone that fits in the palm of your hand. Pick it up and the dial comes to you. To hang up and dial again, just push a button on the handset. You don't have to put the phone down. Or you can choose the elegant princess phone with a dial that lights up. There are wall phones and standard desk sets, too, and colors to blend with any room. So call your Bell Telephone business office and see how easy it can be to get an extension phone and stamp out those extra footsteps.
This is Donald Voorhees. I'm pleased you were able to enjoy the artistry of Bidu Sayal with me tonight, and I do hope that you'll be able to join me again next week at this same time when performances by another distinguished singer, Brian Sullivan, highlight our encores from the Bell Telephone Hour.
This is the NBC Radio Network.